any society.
Samir, thanks for your comments. Let's go from Berlin to Ottawa in Canada. David's joining us. Good to have you on World Have Your Say. David, what's your contribution to our discussion?
Well, just a couple of things. I think the statements of the Pope have been translated fairly heavy-handedly. I think they do include homosexuality, but I do think that the Cardinal is right in saying that they were about a lot more than that. So, you know, I think they are inclusive statements. A lot of people have asked me to share my experience in the same-sex community because I spent a bunch of years in the same-sex community, and I put my testimony online at gaytestimony.com. It's gaytestimony.com.
Mm-hmm.
And I was on Broadway as in the U.S. National Tour of Cats, and I spent many years. I had a partner. I was politically involved. I was writing letters. I was at all the big fundraisers and stuff like that. And my experience in the same-sex community is that there's a lot more abuse coming from within the community on itself than from outside. And, you know, addiction was really huge. Partner abuse was frequent. Many of my friends were on antidepressants. And, mm-hmm. and in areas like Greenwich Village, where I lived, and in San Francisco, where it was accepted by the surrounding communities, it was worse. And that confused me a lot. You know, for the last 20 years, I've been living a celibate life. A lot of people say that I should be neurotic, you know, and be very dysfunctional because I've decided that I want to live a life that's you know, a spiritual journey.
And David, have you decided to do that because you've decided it's not appropriate to have homosexual relationships?
Well, for me, it was a little bit different. I kind of hit a bottom with everything that was going on in my life, and I kind of reached out spiritually. I wasn't religious. My family wasn't religious. My parents are anti-Catholic. But I just had an experience with Jesus, really. It was a kind of a life-changing thing. There wasn't a bunch of people standing over me saying, hey, you got to get rid of this or anything like that. It was just this feeling of being lifted. And my life just changed after that, and I got cleaned up in a lot of different ways and mm-hmm. went back to university and got a job, and you know, so I have a reasonably happy, stable, functional life today. I have lots of good friends, and I think it's a real, you know, spiritual journey, the journey I've chosen. I'm not saying that everybody's journey is one of celibacy, but it's been a journey that I've taken, and I'm really grateful that
and
I've taken it.
David, just give us that website address again if people want to read about your experience in more detail.
Yeah, it's gaytestimony.com.
Okay.
Gaytestimony.com.
We appreciate you coming on to the show. That's David's website. If you want to go to ours and comment, it's worldhaveyoursay.com. You can leave a comment on today's debate, suggest one for tomorrow's program. Sign up to the World Have Your Say daily email and our podcast if you like while you're there. Let's go to Isaac, who's in Ghana, just joining us on the telephone. Isaac, what do you want to say?